Thank you, Jesus. I may sing a song in a minute, but I've got a thought on my mind that I'd like to share with you. Praise the Lord. I think I'm going to go over to the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. And then we'll end up in the book of John. Isaiah 53. Amen. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him. Now we're talking about the arm of the Lord. And then it goes right on saying, he shall grow up before him. As a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He, who, the arm of the Lord that's revealed. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Now this does not mean that Jesus is ugly. It just means that that which causes us to desire him is not something that we look upon. Amen. It's something deeper than what you see with the natural eye. There's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our sorrows, our griefs, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. With his stripes we are healed. I'd like for us to turn also, and God bless you. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I said I was going to the book of John, didn't I? There's something else here in the book of Matthew that I'd like to also say these words. Jesus, in the 7th chapter of Matthew, in verse 25, says to take no thought for your life what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought or for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? And, O ye of little faith, it's all part of the same question. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I believe in the book of St. John, I believe it's the 17th chapter, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Jesus prays a prayer. And this is a prayer that was for his apostles or his disciples who would become apostles. But it went on beyond that. He prayed for us too. I'm going to say to you this morning that there are a lot of things that you have right now that you may not realize you possess. Amen. And prayer is very important. Everybody say prayer is very important. Prayer is something that a lot of people misunderstand and they don't understand. I mean, they don't know how prayer operates many times. And I don't have all the information. I'm not an expert on prayer. But I've learned a few things. I have learned that what we pray for, when we pray to God, God already knows our need before we ask. He knows what we have need of before we ask. And I used to question, then why should we pray? But then I learned that I'm the one that needs to know what I need. And I need to learn how to exercise faith to be able to receive that which is available. And in my younger years, I tried to move God with my prayers. But then I learned that God has already moved. That God wants me to pray so I can be moved. Amen. God wants us to be moved. He wants us to be changed. He wants us to be brought into an awareness that all things are possible through faith. And that it is possible to live a life where we ask and we do receive. We seek and we find. We knock and the door is open unto us. And if we don't find that, it's because somewhere we have missed something, because it is available to ask and receive, to seek and to find, to knock and have the door open to you. A lot of us have had prayers answered and we didn't really realize it, but the fact that you're alive may be an answer to prayer. Thursday night, I almost had probably a fatal accident as I was driving at a fast rate of speed on the way to take somebody home after church in the flow of traffic, or at least a flow of traffic behind me, because everybody was going as fast as I was behind me, it seemed, and all of a sudden, all the traffic in front of us was stopped, and the pavement was wet. But in my heart, I said, Jesus. I didn't say it too loud because I didn't want to scare Sister Isabel. But I saw the fast, you know, how fast we were going. And there was no way to stop. No way. All these cars were there in the highway. There was no way. Something had to be done, and there was no time to hesitate and make a decision that would take a period of time. It was no time to try to figure out, do I want to go this way, do I want to go that way, or to take notes and try to figure out what I might do. It was just all of a sudden I looked in my rearview mirror, there's a car right behind me going about 80 miles an hour just as I am. I look in front of me, there's vehicles are stopped, and I don't have long to make a decision. I've got to do something now. The first thing I did was thought, Jesus, help us. The next thing I did was slightly turn the steering wheel, go onto the shoulder, fully conscious that if you do too much, you could lose control that way too. A lot of things could happen. But as I did, suddenly I passed that car that I would have hit at a fast rate of speed had I not gently turned the steering wheel. There it was, you know. And then several other cars. And I looked in my rearview mirror, and that other car was still right behind me, going right down the shoulder, going right down to the grass. Amen. And I couldn't stop because I was afraid he wouldn't stop. So gradually we slowed down. And then I stopped, and Sister Isabel said, what are you doing? And so I said, we just took a little detour, and I put my signal light on and went back into the traffic. She said, oh. She didn't know how close she came to meeting her maker. But God, I believe, spared my life. Church service might have been a whole lot different this morning. Just that easy. Everything can change in a moment's time. In a moment's time. And I don't know how many prayers are sitting here, miracles, neither do you. We don't know how many prayers have been answered, but we have been asking God for help many times. And God has helped us. How has He helped us? Somewhere along the line, you have come up with a desire to serve God. Well, that eliminates a lot of other problems. Hallelujah. There are a lot of things in life that you could be doing if you were not in church today. A lot of things that many of you may be doing that may take you out or give you a disease. Who knows? But God answered a lot of prayers. A lot of prayers. Just simply when you said, Lord, save my soul. Help me. Have mercy on me. Help me to become a child of God. God didn't make you become a child of God, but you prayed and you sought after God, and you're the one that did the changing. Amen. God stayed like He was. He's already poured the Holy Ghost out on all flesh. Not all flesh has received the Holy Spirit of God, but it's available for all flesh. Every person on the face of the earth, if they will, can have the same opportunity to see the miracle working power of God that will help them to overcome habits and bad thinking. If you want to see a picture where some of us could be, just go out on the street and listen to the stories of the depressed individuals, the down and out people around. Life is bad for them. They're hurting, they're struggling, and they're looking for answers. And if you try to tell them what God has done for you, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the answer is Jesus. They would rather hear you talk about, well, I've been through what you're going through, and I understand how you feel, and I'll be your friend, and I'll give you a quarter. Or we can go maybe have a drink together, or would you like to have a cigarette? And that's the kind of language they want to hear. They don't want to hear, Jesus loves you. But you know what? Jesus does love us. Amen. Jesus does love us.
Hallelujah.
So much that He prayed the ultimate intercessory prayer. So much of a prayer that came from Jesus Himself that we're really without excuse not to be able to find the answer that we need so that we can serve God, who through Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. In John 17th chapter, right after Jesus has been talking to some people, and just before we go into the 17th chapter, he's talking to these followers, and he's saying to them in verse 24, chapter 16, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name? Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father Himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came from God. Now, the reason I wanted to read this passage before I get into the prayer that Jesus prayed, there's a little something here that's often overlooked. He's talking about praying in the name of Jesus. He's talking about a day that's coming, and it's not very far from the time when he's speaking. And he talks to them that the time is coming when I shall no more speak to you in Proverbs, but I'll show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name. And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. Now think about these words. This is Jesus talking. Why do you suppose he said these words? There's coming a day when you will ask in my name. And when that day gets here, I will be showing you plainly of the Father. And when that day gets here, I won't be praying to the Father for you. Think about it, and I'll give you an answer in a moment, because I taught on this 11 years ago, and I heard the tape, and I took notes last night. And it's still the same message. It's still the truth. There are a lot of people who don't realize that all the necessary prayer that you needed to be prayed for your victory has been prayed by the ultimate intercessor, Jesus Christ. He's not kneeling somewhere before the Father today trying to get Father God to answer prayer on your behalf. But I want to read you the prayer that's already been prayed, the ultimate intercessory prayer. Amen. And then he went and got crucified. And he finished the work that he was sent to do. When Jesus bowed his head and said, "It is finished," it was finished. Before that, he had been going about doing the work of the Father. He had work to do, prophecy to fulfill. He had things that had to be accomplished in his life. At a young age, he said to his mother, he said, "What, know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" But after Calvary, and after things changed where we could receive the Holy Ghost and we could be baptized in Jesus' name and pray in the name of Jesus and claim victory in the name of Jesus. What the Lord is looking for is somebody to just stand before God with victory and claim what God has provided through Jesus. You don't have to go, you don't have to ask Mary to ask Jesus to ask the Father. Mary's not around to answer prayer today. I know there's a lot of people teach it differently, but she's still waiting on what we're waiting for. Mother Mary received the Holy Ghost just like we need to receive the Holy Ghost. She was in the upper room. She needed what we need. She was used mightily of God to bring forth a Savior to the world. But that Savior that came into the world became the Savior for Mary also. Mary is not the ultimate intercessor, although there was a time when Jesus was to turn the water into wine, and she had a big influence in that. He was young, and his miracle days were starting, and he was there, and there was a need, and his mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you to do, do it." And she let her son know they have no wine, and you can do something about this. And it seemed like she was pushing it a little bit, but he was receiving instructions also from somebody besides Mary. He was doing his Father's business. And it was not an accident that they had run out of wine. It was God's timing, a need to be met. And the one that could supply the need was there. And so he said, "Fill the water pots. Fill them to the brim with water." It wasn't a show that he was putting on. But it was a demonstration of the almighty power of God to supply the need of the hour, to do what it takes. He can do anything. Jesus, with the Father in Christ, can do anything. Almighty God, who is Spirit that covers everything in Christ, can do anything. Anything. Everybody say anything. Anything. There's nothing too hard for God. And so Today, when we meet in this place, we do not have to try to figure out if we can get a mediator between ourselves and Almighty God, because one has been provided already. Hallelujah. Now, there are a lot of people who go into what they call intercessory prayer. But there's a lot of misunderstanding in this area, too. It's almost like exalting oneself to think that you're an intercessor. Because you just can't do any better than what Jesus already did. But I understand the getting down and the tears and the groaning and the agonizing before God to try to get things done. But you can't push God into doing anything. What happens, we humble ourselves and we find ourselves broken and we find ourselves contrite before God and we change and we find faith and we believe things and we see things happen in the Spirit. But what we see happening is what God has already provided. He knew the need before we started asking. We started realizing that the availability of the need being supplied was there as we asked. That's why we can ask and receive, because it's there to be received. It's there to be received. He prayed this ultimate prayer. He prayed. Jesus prayed for you. These words spake Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal, that they may know, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. I have glorified Thee on earth. I have finished the work. Everybody say finished. Now, when Jesus was praying this prayer, He wasn't playing a game. He wasn't playing a word game. When Jesus was praying this prayer, it was a serious moment and a sincere prayer coming from the Christ, the Son of the living God. When He said these words, I have finished the work that You gave me to do. Hallelujah. So that means everything that needed to be done that Jesus could do has been done already. It's not saying that He can't do anything today, but He did what He can do today. God is able to supply the need that's everlasting and ready for you. When you're born, when you come into this world, when you arrive here, the answers to all the prayers you will ever pray are provided at your birth. In other words, when you pray, ask and you can receive. Seek and you can find. Knock and the door can be opened. You don't have to beg God for anything. Jesus finished the work. Healing has been provided at Calvary. He poured out healing on all flesh, just like He poured out the Holy Ghost on all flesh. You don't have to seek for the Holy Ghost, but if you have to, go ahead and seek. That's just your problem. You need to get past that problem. Start believing that the Holy Ghost is real. The Holy Ghost is available. If you want the Holy Ghost, why don't you receive the Holy Ghost? He gave it to you. And if you can believe for the Holy Spirit to be in your life, you can raise your hand right now while I'm preaching, and God will fill you with the Holy Ghost, because He has poured it on you already. If you can't receive it, maybe you haven't asked for it right. Maybe you haven't sought for it right. Maybe you're looking in the wrong places. Maybe you're waiting on to when God is ready. When God is ready, He'll give me the Holy Ghost. No. You need to snap out of that. Get into another frame of mind.
Realize that God is looking at you saying, when you're ready, you'll receive the Holy Ghost because I have poured it on you. The Holy Ghost is oozing all over you. It's raining on you. You're swimming in it. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit come in. And when the Lord starts coming into your life, if you know you've repented, if you've been baptized in Jesus' name, receive the Holy Ghost. Don't pray that you can get it. Get it! But if you have to pray, go ahead and pray. I'm not saying don't pray, but have faith. Have faith. Have faith. There's one thing that's better than prayer. Faith. And I'm not belittling prayer now, but faith. Faith is something that comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. You can spend all day saying, God, help me, Lord. Help me see this need accomplished. And that's good. We need to pray. It's okay to pray. You should pray. Shed some tears. Agonize, hurt, groan, whatever you have to do. But somewhere, stop the praying and start believing. Faith is prayer too, but it's a higher level of prayer. It's an accepting of what God has provided prayer. It's saying, you know what? I don't have to agonize anymore. My God has supplied my need according to His riches and glory. I don't have to stay down here on my face pounding this chair to get God to move on my behalf. Oh yes, it's good that I have prayed. It's good that I have sought. It's good that I have broken through. And I find myself with a softer heart now. Now I'm starting to think right again. Thank God for the opportunity to pray. But it's time to get up and raise my hands and say, hey, there are needs out there that I can receive. There is a Holy Ghost that has been poured out. There are healings available for me. I don't have to suffer. I don't have to suffer. I don't have to be down. I don't have to have emotional problems. I don't have to be mentally disturbed. I have a God who's on the throne, who has already finished the work. He has already supplied my need. It's time to say, I receive. He that asketh, receiveth. Okay, did you ask? Good. Stop asking. Now receive. He that seeketh, findeth. Did you seek? Good. It's well that you did. Now find it. Find it. Hallelujah. I finished the work. And that day, when people ask in my name, I will not pray to the Father for them. Hallelujah. Why won't He? Because He's doing it right here. And His prayer is long lasting, eternal. It counts. Now, Father, I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them me, and they have kept Thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever Thou hast given me are of Thee. For I have given unto them the words which Thou gavest me. And they have received them and have known surely that I came out from Thee. And they have believed that Thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine. Hallelujah. And all mine are Thine, and Thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world,
and I come to Thee. Holy Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one as we. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in Thy name. Those that Thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. There are many looking forward to the day when the son of perdition will be revealed. If you just go back and study the life of Judas, you can see pretty well the conclusion of the whole matter. Hallelujah. And now come I to Thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them Thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that Thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that Thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. As Thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone. Now here's where He prays for us. But for them also which shall believe on me through their word. How many of you feel like that you are apostolic today? You know where we get that word? It's from the apostles' teaching. The word that we have received. When we preach repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, it's because we got that from somebody that the Lord was praying this prayer for. And then He went on and said, and I'm praying for those that believe their word. Hallelujah. I pray for these, not these alone, but for them also which believe on me through their word. I thank God for apostolic ministry. I thank God for the truth that's easily revealed for those who want to know the truth. The simple truth. Hallelujah. You don't have to try to figure it out by going through some church father's history. Just go on back to the Father. Hallelujah. And take on the name of Jesus. Don't deny the name of Jesus. Grab hold of the name of Jesus. Because we are living in the day, the time is now, when you can ask in the name of Jesus. And you don't have to wait on Jesus to go pray to the Father. He's already prayed for you. If you believe the word of the apostles, the prayer that Jesus prayed was a prayer of faith. Jesus believed that the prayer He was praying would be answered for you. There's nobody that's ever had any more faith than Jesus Christ. If Jesus prayed for you, Jesus believed for you. If Jesus prayed for you to receive something, Jesus believed you could receive it. If Jesus prayed for you to be able to be healed, Jesus believed. Jesus believed it. Jesus has faith. That was the faith that Peter and John used at the gate when the crippled man was down. It was faith, through faith in the name of Jesus, that the crippled man rose up and started leaping and praising God. Faith, faith in the name of Jesus Christ hath made this man that you see leaping whole. Hallelujah. Look on us. Hallelujah. Amen. What have we got? We've got Jesus Christ prayer that counts. It worked. The ultimate prayer of faith. We can count on. If we need something, We don't have to beg for it. But if you beg for it, find a time to stop begging and start believing and receiving. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray, or let me go on down. I don't pray for these alone, but I pray for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one, they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. He's still talking about us. That they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me. That they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. This is a prayer that Jesus prayed. He prayed that the Spirit that is holy, which we call the Holy Ghost, would love you as much as God loves His only begotten Son. That God Almighty would love you as much as God loves Jesus Christ. And I believe when Jesus prayed this prayer, as I said, He was not playing a word game. He was praying an effectual prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. A prayer of faith, interceding to the Holy Father for you. Who is the Holy Father? He's God Almighty, revealed in Jesus Christ. He is the Spirit that made all things so big you can't get around Him, so high you can't get over Him. He's everywhere and in all things, Creator of everything, who was wise enough and powerful enough and strong enough to see the need of humanity and provide a Savior and robe Himself in flesh, yet not limit Himself to flesh, so that when the flesh would be crucified, God Himself would raise that flesh up, amen, and change it and glorify it and give it all power in heaven and in earth, so that someday we can try to find God and we're going to look upon the face of Jesus Christ, who is the first and the last and the beginning and the end, that which was and is to come, the Almighty, the glorified King of Kings, who sits on the throne, who is worthy to take the book from Him that sits on the throne. Because we can't look upon God, but yet we can look upon Jesus. And Jesus is able to be that God that we need, because God, only God, made that possible. Through glorification. Jesus in God. God in Jesus. And Jesus in you. And you in Jesus. Whew, that you may be one. As they are one. Hallelujah. That kind of messes up a whole lot of theology. Because if Jesus prayed that we would be one, as the Father and the Son are one, amen. If the triune concept works, that means Brother Rick needs to be three persons. If we're going to be one, as Jesus and His Father are one, I'm not here to fight anybody. I'm just telling you those concepts don't work. He wants us to be one as Jesus and the Father are one. Here's how it happens. When this man got the Holy Ghost, I was standing right in front of him. I watched him as he raised those hands. Amen. I didn't see a third person come floating down out of the ceiling and fall on him. But praise God, the same Holy Ghost that fell upon all those on the day of Pentecost fell on this man too. Same Holy Ghost. As he just raised those hands up and that mouth opened up and that tongue started flopping around, he started speaking in tongues. What was that? It was him being one.
as Christ is one with God. He in Christ, Christ in Him, Christ in God, God in Christ. It's all right here. Brother Rick, if you got God in you, you don't have to pray a long prayer, just start receiving. Can I get the message across to you? Jesus has prayed enough for all of us. It's time for somebody to start praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't stop praying, but be sure to include some praising. Say hallelujah. Glory to God. Mix your prayer with faith. Oh God, I want to thank You that You have provided for me, that You have poured out on me something, Lord, that You only You could provide. My desire. Oh, You said I could have the desire of my heart. Oh, if I can only see what You provided. Hallelujah. If I have a need, You know what I need before I ask. You have supplied my need before I ask. You have provided for me, prayed for me, and supplied me with my answer. Let me receive it. Let me learn to receive it. What I'm saying to us this morning is what God is teaching in His Word. If you can have faith to believe even as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. The biggest mountain you need to remove is yourself. Move yourself. Your doubt, your fear, your inhibition. Stop worrying and start praising. Stop crying and start shouting. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Hallelujah, we got a big God. We got a big God. We got a great God. We got a Savior who's able to save to the uttermost. We got a Savior who's merciful. A Savior who's kind. A Savior who loves you. A Savior who will provide every need of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time to look up. Be happy. Hallelujah. Who was that praying for me? That was Jesus. Hallelujah. No wonder so many people get healed. When we follow the plan of God in the New Testament church, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Why? Because the faith of Jesus works. If we can just tap in on what He's provided. His prayer. Amen. We just need to pray till we can get in the stream where the prayer of Jesus is. Hallelujah. One with Him. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost. Glory. Glory. I in them. Thou in me. Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which Thou hast given me. For Thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. God loved Jesus before Adam was born. Hallelujah. And He wants to give you that love. In fact, He's already given it to you. He loved you before Adam was born. Hallelujah. You're no accident. I don't care if you don't know who your mom and dad is. You're no accident. God knew you were coming this way. Hallelujah. And He prayed for you a long time ago. Amen. When iniquity came into the world, when birth started being the result of iniquity and sin, God was able to see from the very, very moment that you were conceived, no matter how far up the line of your ancestry it will be, that God kept a record. He knew from every little choice, every little minute change in any family, in any life. He knew the ultimate end of it all. If you go this direction, it'll lead to this and this and this and this and this. You might be able to figure out a couple of things, but you're not God. God sees the end from the beginning. Every little minor decision has an everlasting effect in the eyes of God. He knows where all it's going to go, who all it's going to touch, and where all that you can be because of the little moves that you make. And if God is that all-knowing and all-efficient and sufficient to do anything, why don't we just start making some good moves? Because God can take our good moves, our doing the right things, making the right choices, and He can see ahead the souls that need to hear our testimony. The people that need to stand in our pathway as we pass by, expecting to receive something from the child of God because of something that's there that God has provided. Nothing in life is a coincidence for a child of God. Everything you say, everything you do, every place you find yourself has a reason. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll try to be through by 12. It's almost that time now. But there's so much here. So much here. O righteous Father, the Father, O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee. And these have known that Thou hast sent Me. I have declared unto them Thy name. Hallelujah. When in the Bible can you hear Jesus or read about Jesus say what the name of the Father is? And in this prayer that's so serious and so godly, so deep, so lasting, so effective, Jesus claims in this prayer that in this world He has declared the name of the Father. Hallelujah. In case you can't figure it out, Jesus is the name of the Father. That's the only name Jesus ever declared. When you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. And what is your name, sir? Jesus. I and My Father are one. And what is your name? Jesus. When you've seen Me, you've seen the one that sent me. And what is your name? Jesus. Hallelujah. And except you believe I am He, you will die in your sin. He who, Father? Read it. They suddenly realized He was talking to them about the Father. If you don't believe I am He. Wait a minute, the skeptic says, how can Jesus be the Father? Well, it just depends on whether you can think spiritually or if you got to depend on your old carnal flesh. Hallelujah. I ain't saying that the flesh was the daddy of God any more than Mary was the mother of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But Father God had a name. Hallelujah. And He wants us to be baptized in it. He wants it to be revealed. Because we're living in a day when we can ask things directly to the Father in the name, according to what Jesus instructed. Amen. He said, in that day, I won't pray to the Father for you. You go up and take it up to the Lord yourself and go in My name. Ask in the name. Ask in My name. Talk to the Father yourself. If you have any need of anything, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. I really get amused. These people said, Father God, send Your Son Jesus. Or Jesus, talk to Father God for me. I'm not really thinking that it's funny, but yet I am amused at the ignorance with so much open word. So much. But I shouldn't be too surprised as I read all through the Word of God how people who try to live for God forget things so easy, overlook things so easy. God performs all these miracles, kills the enemy away, opens up the way for them. It's impossible. And not long after they get to the other side and have victory, they try to find something else to worship. They soon forget where they came from, what they've been through, how they've been delivered. Let the leader go up on the mountain for a few days. Next thing you know, when he comes back down, they're all doing something else. Amen. Worshiping something that's not God. Oh, one you go back in history, one great leader, a great leader by the name of Nebuchadnezzar, put this great old big monument out there in the middle of nowhere. This great big gold-plated monster of a contraption, and said, "Everybody, when you hear the sound of the horns, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all the music, bow down. Everybody do it. Everybody do it. Amen." But there were three men there, when everybody was doing it, who just stood. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "Our God that we trust in is able to deliver us out of your hands. But you're going to be thrown into the fire. The God we trust in is able to deliver us out of your hand, O King. I'm going to give you one more chance. We will not bow. We know who we trust in." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm sure that there were others in the kingdom who also knew that they shouldn't bow. I mean, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego hadn't just arrived. They weren't newcomers. They weren't new kids on the block. They had been well respected, and they had been there, and they had friends there. But there comes a time when it doesn't matter what your friends do, what your neighbors do. You know where you stand. If they forget, if they don't do it like they know to do it, you know where you stand. My God is able to deliver me. And whether He delivers me from the fire, He'll deliver me from your rule. He'll deliver me from what you're trying to get us to do that's not right. Heat it up. Make it hot. Make it hotter than it's ever been. And the people that cast them into the fire, it was so hot it killed them. In a little while, here's this man said, "Didn't we throw three into that fire? I see a fourth man. They're loose and walking around." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and whoever that is. Come here. If they'd have done it the way I feel like I would have done it, I probably would have stayed there and said, "You come here." So they were doing all right. Not a hair singed. Clothes weren't burned. No smell of fire on them when they come out. "Come here, I want to talk to you." Then this King says, "Be it known, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the true God. He was a true God before He made the image too. He was a true God when everybody else was bowing down to the image. And He was a true God when those kids were in the fire. And He was a true God when they came out. He's still the true God today. He's still the true God today. The same God that they stood for is the same God we're talking about that is able to be in Christ in you as you are in Christ in God. Hallelujah. Now we are the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall be changed, we shall be like Him. Let's stand and praise Him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! My Lord! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. You ever gone into a prayer time where you really felt heavy and you got down before God? You had all these burdens, all these problems, all these difficulties, all these things bothering you. And in just a little while, nobody else around, just you. I've been there, the reason I can talk like this. Just me. A little old room. Pour my heart out to God. In just a little while, the burden gets lighter. Amen. The load is not quite so heavy. All the problems are just like they've been. All the harassing bill collectors are still out there. All the burdens and all the sicknesses and all the troubles in this world. In this world, we do have tribulation. But remember, Jesus has overcome the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus has overcome the world. And therefore, with Christ in us, amen. Hey, that's it. You've been made overcomers through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Everybody that goes to heaven will be overcomers. Everybody that lives victoriously on the way will be an overcomer. You'll have to overcome your tendency to draw back. You'll have to overcome your negative thinking. You will have to overcome your doubts. You'll have to overcome your fears. But praise God, we have overcoming power. We've got Christ in us. The hope of glory. The hope of overcoming. He has already overcome the world. So you pray that you can overcome, it's already been provided too. Hallelujah. You need victory? So many people say, pray that I can get the victory. Amen. Well, I don't know how to pray. You pray. The Bible says, if there's any afflicted among you, let him pray. What can be a greater affliction than not being able to receive what God gave you? My Lord. Here, Brother Rick. Hold this. That's how easy it is to receive healing. Holy Ghost blessings. Hallelujah. Now, here's how easy it is not to receive it. Let me have it. Praise God. I want that. Please, give it to me. Oh, God, I want it. I can almost feel it. Oh, I'm so close. You're just a crybaby. Come on and get victory. God gave it to you. Receive it. Let's praise Him again. Hallelujah. 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 God gave it to you and prayed that you could have it. And believed that you could. No wonder He said, ask and you shall. Hallelujah. One lady said to me, I can't quit these cigarettes. I said, do you want to? She said, I wouldn't be saying that if I didn't want to. And I said again, do you want to? She said, I wouldn't have said I'd like to quit them if I didn't want to quit. Again, I said, do you want to quit those cigarettes? And she got mad at me. Hallelujah. People are funny sometimes. Do you want God? I said to that same person, if you wanted Him, you could find Him. And she even said a swear word then. She said, so and so, if I didn't want Him, I wouldn't come to that altar and pray. One old lady told my daddy, I don't have to have the Holy Ghost to go to heaven. And I'll bet you $5,000 I'll be there just as soon as you are. And then she died. People do funny things, don't they? Hallelujah. But God is on the throne. His promise is real. Yea, amen. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you, to your children, to all that are far off, even to whom, as many as the Lord our God shall call.
To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He shall grow up as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. There's no beauty that we should desire Him, but there's something mighty that would cause us to want Him. Power to set you free, to make a way when there is no way. Amen. Would you make your way to the front again? Amen. What is the bottom line today? Am I saying you shouldn't pray? No. Pray. That's what asking is all about. Ask is prayer. Ask God. Just don't ask amiss. Don't ask Him by saying, "Oh, God, I don't think I'm going to make it." No. Back off of that.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, You made it possible that I can make it. If you can pray and believe as you pray, you will have your prayers answered. Because God already answered your prayers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you can believe, that's how you pray according to the will of God. According to the will of God is not praying, "Oh God, if it be Your will, give me a Cadillac." Praying according to the will of God is, "Lord, since it's Your will that I receive what You have available for me, I am praying that I will be able to receive the things that I need. And I believe You have supplied it. And if I can get myself in gear just right, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to find what You've given me. I'm going to receive my healing. I'm going to receive my financial miracles. I'm going to pay my bills on time. I'm going to patch things up with those enemies. And I'm going to do what I said I wanted to do a long time ago. But I've been too lazy and too greedy and too ornery and too mean. And I've been too stubborn and I've been too doubtful. I've been too everything lazy. But God, I repent of all that." All right, you repented? Now get on the other side. Thank God it's over. All that's behind me now. I'm not lazy anymore. Hallelujah, I've got what it takes to pay my bills. I've got what it takes to receive my healing. I want to praise You for it, Lord. I want to lift up my hands and thank You. I'm thanking You, Lord, for healing me. I'm thanking You, Lord, for taking care of me. I'm thanking You, Lord, for providing for my family, giving me wisdom and knowledge as to what to do. I'm thanking You, Lord, for lifting me up and setting me up on the right road again. Praise Him today and let Him help you. Let Him help you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive healing. Receive faith. Thank You, Jesus. He loves you. Even more than the lily of the field. Even more than the sparrow that falls. He loves you. He cares for you. Hallelujah! He loves you. He wants you to have blessings. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You walk out those doors today, you will take with you the same mind that has doubted before, the same tongue that has slipped before, the same feet that have taken the wrong steps before, the same body that has done many things that a child of God should not do. But this time when you walk out the door, why don't you walk out with faith in God that you ain't going to do those things no more. My fear is gone in the name of Jesus. My doubts are gone in the name of Jesus. Whatever I couldn't believe God for, I'm believing God now for. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I give my life to You in Jesus' name. And I in You, and You in me, makes it so that all things are possible to those that believe. I can see my family members saved. I can see that loved one who's sick unto death, it seems. I can see that loved one restored and also be an influence because of my faith in God. And not doubt and not fear, but my faith
through faith in the name of Jesus, I can see my neighbors come to this church. I can see my friends fall on their face and call on God. But faith without works is dead. When you pray, be ready to let God use you. For we're laborers together with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will not go visit the hospital for you. You pray for Him to help somebody that's sick on the bed of affliction. Be prepared for God to answer the prayer by you putting on your shoes and cleaning yourself up and take that extra moment to get over there to that bed of affliction. Get down on your knees and take that person by the hand and say, I'm here to believe God. I'm going to tell you, I don't care how sinful they've been, how ornery they've been, there comes a moment in every life where they will let you pray. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to be able to be sensitive to the needs. Dear Jesus, I pray right now on this Sunday, that You will help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to move closer to an awareness that we are somebody in God. That we are able to see many people come to God. And that we ourselves are able to have victory because You provided it. Remind us, Lord. Remind us. We don't have to live in despair. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to worry and we don't have to wonder if You're going to answer our prayers. Just help us to pray and believe it and receive it. Keep us in health in Jesus' name. And help everybody in this place to have a good job and good working relationships and abilities to not be encumbered about with financial worries. Bless and prosper the people of God, which I know You've already done, and help us to find those blessings and gather them as fruit so that we can also be a blessing to others as we provide places for people to come and worship God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.